Come worship Jesus with us. God Speaks Internet Radio is powered by the Holy Spirit with good music that employs life, deliverance, and restoration. Complete praise, worship, and beyond. Streaming 24/7 at GodSpeaksInternetRadio.com. This is God Speaks Internet Radio.
Mankind has been offending God for far too long. As people of the world, made up of many nations, we have done our own thing, oblivious to Him, and purposely distance ourselves from God. And in His great love, which entails freedom of choice, He has allowed mankind to fall asleep in a kind of trance, reveling and indulging in a false sense of security. And now the coronavirus pandemic has come as a wake-up call, a timeout, so that we can start to review and renew our relationship with God. Passenger airplanes have been grounded. The tourist industry has come to a halt. Restaurants closed. Sport venues, schools, and churches too, for the time being. We have been left with no other way out of this situation than to do what God has provoked us to do, and that is to wrestle with Him in order to get Him to remove the scourge of this disease and bless us. The reading today is taken from Genesis 32, verse 24 to 31. So now Jacob was left alone, and the man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life has been spared." The sun rose above him as he passed Peniel, and he was limping because of his hip. Let us pray. Eternal God, teach us to be bold enough to wrestle with you over the trials that you present and confront us with. And impart to us whatever we need to overcome the struggles that we face. In Jesus' name, amen. You can learn a lot from Jacob's wrestling match with God. In those days, a wrestling match was a common way of settling disputes or differences. In verse 25 and 26, we read, "When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, 'Let me go, for it is daybreak.' But Jacob replied, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.'" The Bible tells you that God did not prevail against Jacob. Now you know that it's not possible for anyone to fight and win against God. I know that it does not say that Jacob won. But by mentioning that God did not prevail against Jacob, it insinuates that Jacob had supernatural strength. But in this encounter, God was displaying his saving grace in Jesus Christ by giving Jacob the strength to keep on wrestling with him. You see, when you receive power to do anything from God, at the same time, he will symbolically dislocate your hip by giving you something else that causes you to suffer discomfort or loss rather than gain or physical demonstrative power. During this time of the coronavirus pandemic, as you wrestle with God, he will symbolically dislocate your hip to give you a consciousness of how fragile as a human being you really are, and that your strength lies in the awareness of being dependent on God. It is clear that God has hidden himself in the coronavirus pandemic for you and the rest of mankind to find him. So as you wrestle with all that the pandemic presents, he will give you the strength to find him and to find the solution. And part of the solution, when you find him, will be to humble yourself and acknowledge his greatness so that you can review and renew your relationship with him. The Apostle Paul wrote in Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, prayer is another way of wrestling with God. If you hold on in the situation that seems difficult and seek God's help through prayer and determination, he will help you find the right answer. Getting the breakthrough that you need for your life will always be a struggle. In these days, the coronavirus has confronted all of us with an ongoing struggle to live through it and overcome it. Never before were we so challenged as individuals and as nations to have to wrestle with God. We are plagued with questions. Why has he allowed it to happen? Should I wrestle with him over this? What is his reasoning about this? But you know what's beautiful about wrestling with God over this? Is that he allows you to have the strength to continue the fight until he is ready to give the answer to solve the situation. During your struggle with him, God will let you prevail against him by supernaturally imparting qualities of faith such as determination, perseverance, and endurance. However, like Jacob, as you wrestle with him, you will always end up with the equivalent of a dislocated hip. Your dislocation may be some other sort of physical, financial, or social drawback. However, you will have an overwhelming sense of achievement and satisfaction, knowing that you have wrestled with God. This is a principle of your faith. And as Jacob limped on his way and the sun rose upon him, the sun will also rise upon you as you continue your journey during until the coronavirus passes. This is a time of self-reflection, a time to realize how fragile and mortal you really are, and to understand how dependent you are on God and for the kindness and help of others. It is also a time to get insight into God's wisdom that He created mankind and everything in the universe so that no one individual or thing can exist without the help or assistance of someone or something else. How long can you practice social distancing? How long can you continue without more of the kindness, closeness, and embrace of others around you? May God bless you with the following prayer as you continue to wrestle with Him. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name and authority of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for this new day and for waking us up this morning, no matter what state of mind we found ourselves in. We are privileged to acknowledge you as our God. We proclaim your reign in our lives and our nation and all the earth. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And we loose the fruits and gifts of the Holy Spirit to sustain, surround, and embrace us. We pray for wisdom of our policymakers, our leaders, and for safety of our frontline workers. Remove all fear, Lord, and replace it with the affirmation from your word. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us, the great physician, we bring before you those who are sick and afflicted with this virus, and we pray for healing for them, total and complete. Lord, we will not be afraid of the terrors by night or the arrows that fly by day, neither of this coronavirus that is threatening the resources of this world. Whatever the enemy plans for evil, turn it to good for your children. For God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Lord, we give you all praise, honor, and glory. You are marvelous. You are wonderful. There is none like you, for you are our refuge and our fortress. In you, we confidently trust and pray all these things. Not in anybody's name, but you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
Beyond the horizon is a place you can find a river of hope. It's big enough for everyone, and the water is cool beneath the sun. That's where a wish is not a fantasy, and a dream regret what you